And in a follow-up to a story we first brought you yesterday on Rush Hour, charges are formally filed today against these three people. The people we just saw after this little girl missing for 2 years was found hidden beneath a staircase. Police revealing more tonight about how they found her. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live in New York. And Tom, police got a tip, then a warrant to search that house.
Yeah, and you know, she wasn't found, Nicole, till 90 minutes into that search. They just kept on looking for her, determined to find her, promising themselves they would not leave without her, even though the homeowner swore he hadn't seen her since 2019.
A tiny, filthy hiding place. It might never have been found, but a detective decided something about the steps to the basement in this Socrates, New York home didn't look right.
They basically decided they were staying until they found that child.
When they tore the stairs out, they saw two tiny feet in a cold, wet crawl space with just enough room for 6-year-old Paisley Shultis and her biological mother, Kimberly Cooper Shultis, already wanted on a warrant, now charged with custodial interference and endangering the welfare of a child, along with the girl's father, Kirk Shultis Jr., and her paternal grandfather. Police had searched the house several times before, but this time they had a tip that Paisley was somewhere inside. She wasn't kept in this space, just hidden here when the authorities came knocking.
I'm concerned about why our officers could walk up and down the stairs so many times and the child not make a sound, the mother not say anything. So I'm kind of concerned about what kind of information was conveyed to that little girl about the police.
And child trauma experts worry about the long-term impact.
Being under this staircase, oh no, the bad people are going to come and get you again. They're trying to get you again. We have to hide.
And tonight, police tell us Paisley is in good health and has reunited now with her legal guardian and her sister. They say she has not learned anything about reading or writing, which concerns them a bit, Nicole. But what concerns them more are the long-term impacts of the ordeal she's been through.
Oh, absolutely. Such great work by the police there. Tom, do we know why her biological parents lost custody of Paisley in the first place?
Just what we know from court documents, Nicole, which indicate that in 2019, a family court deemed them unfit for reasons unspecified. Police are not specifying those reasons, but they are saying very clearly they believe no one else was in any way involved in her abduction, meaning they were focused on the parents this entire time.
We're just glad Paisley is safe tonight. Tom, thank you for that.